The Woodmere Museum in Philadelphia has an enviable collection of art in the realist tradition, from the 1800s to the present. It also has a renowned annual juried show, which this year, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, is dedicated to local, cutting-edge art.
Woodmere is already rich in historic works by local artists. Its permanent collection of over 2,500 artworks features paintings by Pennsylvania Impressionists Edward Redfield and Daniel Garber, and illustrators N.C. Wyeth and Violet Oakley, among many others. Yet Bill Valerio, the museum's director, decided that this year's juried show was a chance to shake things up.
If you keep doing exhibitions of Pennsylvania Impressionism, you become a boring place.
And so when Woodmere does stage Impressionist shows, it's usually finding new ways to recontextualize this mainstay of the region's fine art history. Indeed, says Valerio, this latest juried show, curated by two younger painters who are active in the city's current vibrant scene, has its roots in part in Philadelphia's foremost fine art tradition.
Philadelphia has two important art schools, Tyler and the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, that really teach painting. And so if you walk through the exhibition, you see artists who handle paint in a sensual way. They are growing out of a tradition of Philadelphia realism, which is the mainstream of the arts in Philadelphia, whether you're talking about social realism or the realism of Pennsylvania Impressionist paintings or Thomas Eakins or Charles Wilson Peale. Realism is the mainstream of the arts in Philadelphia.
In Front of Strangers I Sing, the 72nd annual Woodmere Museum juried exhibition, curated by Donna Nelson and Rubens Genoff, runs through September 1st.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.